When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
BSM presents The Tim Meisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Meisberg Show.
Welcome back in. Third and final hour of the program here on Wednesday, here on Juneteenth. And if you want to call in, 508-996-0500. We also have app chat and open line voicemails open on the WBSM app. And during the ABC news, I was talking with Phil Devitt. He brought up that I played Baltimora, Tarzan Boy. And I said to him, I said, you know, I learned about that song from a show called Putting on the Hits. And this is about to unlock a core memory for some of you Gen Xers. But who remembers that show, Putting on the Hits? It was a syndicated show that was on from 1984 to 1988, where regular everyday people, amateurs, would put on these lip-syncing performances, and then they would get scored, and I don't know, I think somebody won a prize at the end or something. But it's, let's see. Winners of a preliminary round. Oh, each season was conducted as a tournament. Winners of a preliminary round each received $1,000. Winners in the semifinal round was worth $5,000. And at the end of the season, the grand champion won $25,000. And each contestant was given complimentary gifts and a videotape of their performance. So there were a few groups that actually appeared on the show that became, you know, actual performers after that. The group Troop and Jasmine, a drag performer who can be seen in many contemporary television shows. And Kato Kaelin was another notable contestant performing Steppenwolf's Born to be Wild. And then, of course, they did have the spinoff show Putting on the Kids, where his kids doing the same thing. But do you remember the show? It would come on like Saturday afternoons, I think. I don't even remember what station it was on. Maybe Channel 6, maybe 56. Who remembers exactly all of that stuff? But if you remember the show, I just remember the theme song, and I remember some of the performances seeing there. I remember seeing the person that did Baltimore's Tarzan Boy, came out dressed as Tarzan and had like the vine to swing on and everything. There was someone who did The Lion Sleeps Tonight, which I remember the name of the group that did that song, The Argyle Sox. And they did The Lion Sleeps Tonight, and they performed all the different parts of the song. They had they had a lot of performers that would do like duets, male female duets, and they would like split their, you know, do that thing where they would split their body in half, and one half would be the man, one half would be the woman, and they would turn depending on which side was singing. Someone did 16 Tons by Tennessee Ernie Ford, and they did it by making themselves a little person, like a dwarf, like Seven Dwarfs type character, and they had their legs were in the bag hoisted over their shoulder, and then they were on their knees with the shoes on their knees. You know what I mean? And they had the little pickaxe and lip sync, and it was all lip syncing. Nobody sang. Everybody just lip synced to these songs. It must have been like a nightmare trying to get the clearances for all these songs. And that's why you can't see the show on a streaming platform or anything, because they'd have to pay for the rights to all those songs. But there are clips on YouTube. Maybe we should bring that back, right? Maybe we should have like a fundraiser event where we're putting on the hits. Do it at like the New Bedford High Auditorium. I'm sure you all could come up with some really, really good lip-syncing performances. But yeah, just popped in my head when Phil mentioned the Baltimora, and I said, well, let me mention it on the air, because there's probably some folks that remember that show. Weekend TV, when we were kids, with the syndicated shows that were on, there was some really crazy stuff. Kids, we once had a show about a little girl who was actually a robot. We had another show about a little girl who was half human, half alien. We had another show that was a revamp of the Munsters. We would go to sleep at night on a Friday night watching a show about Freddy's nightmares, Freddy Krueger introducing a horror anthology. We had another show called Friday the 13th, a series that had nothing to do with Jason Voorhees, but was still a good show nonetheless. Syndicated TV in the 80s was wild. And then it kind of peaked with the Hercules and Xena and Renegade and the Highlander series and all that stuff. And once they kind of went out of syndication and USA got the rights to all of them, it kind of at least killed syndicated as far as I was concerned. There's still some shows out there. Every once in a while, I flip through the channels on a Saturday and I'll see, what's this? It's like a Tomb Raider type show. But they don't have the same draw. When we were kids, we would show up at school Monday. Oh my God, did you watch this week's episode of Friday the 13th, the series? Did you watch Tales from the Dark Side? Anyway, 508-996-0500. You're going to realize as I talk more and more with you here on the radio, I didn't go outside much as a kid. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Good morning, Tim.
How you doing?
Good. Here's my impression of Tarzan Boy. Oh, 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 oh. Give me the order. Give me the order.
That was pretty good.
Yeah. I think it was out in 1987. It was their only hit. The guy singing the song's name was Jimmy McShane, and he was from Ireland.
Oh. And
I remember that. Yeah.
I believe, didn't he pass away? Wasn't he one of the first like celebrities to pass away from AIDS?
That I don't have any recollection of that. You could be right, Bill.
I could also be just making stuff up, too, so I'll look it up and see if I'm right.
And when I think of Saturdays, I think of American Bandstand, the Soul Train, wrestling, roller derby, and at 7 o'clock you had Solid Gold, Hee Haw, or the Lawrence Welk Show.
So I used to watch, believe it or not, years and years later after it originally aired, I would watch Lawrence Welk on Saturday nights. I used to put it on and my mom would be like, why do you watch this show? Be like, I don't know, because I find it interesting.
Me too. I used to watch it with my mom and dad, yeah, all the time.
Well,
I remember my dad, the tap dancer. I remember my father saying that he could do a little bit of tap dancing, and he got up, but when he attempted the buck and wing, he almost fell over. I caught him just in time.
Well, I mean, I wish that people still kind of got together and watched things like that, you know, like they used to, where not only would it be your whole family sitting around the TV, but other families, and you would have, you know, everybody would kind of, it would become an event to sit down and watch these shows. Now, people watch things so splintered and fractured, or whatever, they watch it on their DVR.
That is right, yeah. I remember Solid Gold had numerous hosts of that show.
Mm-hmm.
I think Andy Gibb was one, Marilyn McCoo.
Marilyn McCoo is the one I remember the most.
Right, yeah.
But we had, you know, every Saturday night we would turn that on to see who the acts were that were going to be on it. And you know what we used to watch before that, too, was Sha Na Na.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, with Bowser, right?
Yeah, that was a great show.
That's right. And, of course, I love those solid gold dances.
Oh, well, thank you for unlocking some more memories.
Yeah,
have
bye-bye.
A good day. And that's something that, you know, I remember Saturday nights were like oldies night in my house when I was real little. You know, I'm talking about all these other shows. These were, you know, by the time I was 10, 11, 12 years old, and I had my own TV in my room and I could watch whatever I wanted. But before that, you know, when it was kind of like I watched what mom and dad watched, Saturday nights were all about the oldies because we would watch Sha Na Na, which I think was on Channel 6 at, I want to say like 6 or 7 p.m. We would watch Sha Na Na, and then after that was over, we would turn on the radio and listen to Jim Sands playing the oldies music. This is before they had the oldies station in Boston. I'm talking like 1983 or so, 83, 84. So Oldies 103 hadn't launched yet. I can say that because it's a defunct station now. They hadn't launched yet. So you only got Oldies on the radio in bits and pieces. And Jim Sands, which I don't remember what station he was on. Was it RKO? But he would come on Saturday nights and play the oldies. And my parents used to have me, well, they would call in and have me like ask for a song on the air. So I've been on the radio since I was, you know, 5 years old. Just back in those days, they could hang up on me. Now you're stuck with me. But that's where I learned about all the oldies songs. And then, of course, Oldies 103 launches, and my mom listened to that every time we were in the car. She didn't listen to anything else except for at Christmas time when she would put her Christmas tapes in. But other than that, it was Oldies 103 all the time. Before that station launched, she had Cyndi Lauper, she had Wham. We'd be listening to, like, The Cars. Like, we listened to all kinds of stuff in it. But once Oldies 103 launched, that was what was on all the time in the radio, on the radio in the car. And God help my dad if he changed it. That just stayed. So I, you know, I'm well versed in all the oldies, which, what does that do for you? How does that help you? Well, on July 18th, when we have 50s night and we have all the great 50s music that we will play all night long, I actually have a pretty good working knowledge of the 50 songs to be able to program that and put it all together. So I guess it paid off. Paid off being exposed to all that stuff as a kid. But I did look it up. So Jimmy McShane of Baltimore, he did pass away from AIDS, but it was in 1995. For some reason, I thought it was earlier than that. But he passed away from an AIDS-related illness in March of 1995 at the age of 37. I'm trying to think of what else we watched back in those days. Kids Incorporated, which went on to spawn two successful pop stars from that show. And a third famous person. Mario Lopez was a dancer on that show before he did Saved by the Bell. But Kids Incorporated also launched the career of Fergie from Black Eyed Peas. But also, bigger than Fergie at the time, because it took Fergie years before she was, you know, a major star. But during the Kids Incorporated era, Martika and her big hit Toy Soldiers. '80s TV, man. It was a wild time. And some of the show concepts, it was like all the wacky show concepts of the 60s. That we were laughing at. Oh my God, people used to watch a show about a talking horse. People used to watch a show about a guy that came down from space that was an alien that pretended to be part of the guy's family. You know, meanwhile, we're watching Alf. We're watching, I don't know. I'm sure there were talking animal shows in the 80s I can't think of. DC Follies, a show with puppets. I mean, it was a wild time. You think stuff gets crazy now on streaming? You should have seen syndicated programming in the 1980s. 508-996-0500. Let's take a call here before I got to go to a break. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
What's shaking, Playboy?
What's going on?
Just being sad with the death of Willie Mays. We talked about him yesterday.
You just brought him up, yeah.
Yeah, and I told you, that's what I was saying. I told you earlier, I said he's going to be dying pretty soon. So that's why I brought that up. And then what's his name just died, too. So I just thought that was just really sad. Can you share any memories of Willie Mays that you have?
No, I mean, because his career was over by the time I was born. And so I never really got to see him play, only in, you know, archival footage. But I think what will kind of translate with him all the time is just what a great role model he was for all kids that grew up in that era, and also gave, you know, white kids a role model from the black community that they might not have even thought twice about the fact that he was black. You know what I mean? Because he was such a hero to so many kids.
Could you do something? Could you call your dad and ask him share a memory of Willie Mays with us?
I can ask him. I don't think he was a big baseball fan growing up. Well, I think he was
have to be a baseball fan to appreciate Willie Mays.
I think, you know, in my grandfather's household, they were Red Sox fans and only Red Sox fans, and before that, Boston Braves fans. So,
as long as they weren't Yankee fans, right? That's all that mattered, right?
Definitely not. But my grandfather's favorite player of all time was Warren Spahn.
Oh, good pitcher.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, well, that's a good thing. So, but I'm sure that I remember. I think what happened. If I remember right? I think it was like 56 or something like that. That Willie Mays hit like 3 home runs off of Warren Spahn. Well, 2 off of Warren Spahn, and then they put him on the bench, and then his relief came and hit the 3rd home run off of him. Yeah, I'm just trying to remember. I remember something like that. I think it was Warren Spahn. I'm not even trying to be a smart aleck. Yeah, it was Warren Spahn. See, I think that's something that, like, people could be proud of. Like I said, you remember, like, for instance, Hank Aaron. Hank Aaron was fine and healthy and stuff like that. And then he took that COVID shot, and literally 11 days later, he was dead. And so, and it's like, that's, you know, he was trying to, like, say, show an example, like, hey, I'm an old star. You know, it'd be like me. So that's what it was. And see what happened. That was a terrible thing that happened for him. And I think that, see, back in 2022, the Topps, the baseball card company, was doing a thing called the Decades of Excellence in Sports. We're going to have, like, the top 10 players at each position for each decade.
Mm-hmm.
And so they had them all, and Hank Aaron, and then all was supposed to be coming. And even Sadahara Oh, the guy that has the most home runs, 868 home runs in Japan, he was coming there. And they were coming here to do it here this November 7th, 2021. And then they had the COVID stuff go down, and they didn't, 2020, excuse me, they didn't have it go down because of that. That's sad. So that was like literally like 1950s when Top started. That was 70 years right there. So yeah, dang, that's sad. Think about it. Because it would have been nice to get like one-on-one things with like Willie Mays, Hank Aaron, Sadahara Oh autograph on them. Because that would have been nice. And so, like I said, and while I was sneakily collecting some Willie Mays things, I got a couple of jerseys that he had. One was signed by him, and another one was worn by him in one of the seniors games, how they have the senior players play and stuff like that. So it might not have been the one that he played in when he played in Ebbets Field, but, you know, that's okay. Like I said, I just think that now it's like that literally iconic person. That's iconic athlete. That's that person. That's all the best. Like I said, the greatest generation is dying out fast. Like I said, and everybody, see the country we've got right now is because they're dying out. Because like I said, I tell you right now, my mom and dad would be bat crap crazy to see how bad America's gone, you know, especially with the lack of respect towards people in power. But a lot of times, but the lack of respect towards the people in power, are those people lost that respect. They need to earn it back.
Right. That is true.
And so now, and I'm not gonna be the last one to say it, but I'm gonna be the first one to say it loud and proud. Like I said, I'm doing what I gotta do to make things right for me and my kids and the future of Americans here. Like I said, not just America, but the earth, you know, golly, it's crazy out there. And so I think it's a terrible thing how people don't appreciate the things. For instance, back to baseball. Like I said,
well, so I got about 10 seconds. So,
well, I think Ken Griffey Jr., I've known him personally, so he's a cool dude. So, like I said, I like him. I met him back before he started playing pro. He was and I got the candy bars he had from the three different flavor candy bars he had. I got boxes of them. They were delicious. Well, they were okay. They were no veggie bars, but like they were good. So, like I said, I think that it's sad. I think that if Willie Mays' nephew would have taken and not gotten in trouble with the steroids, he'd be in the Hall of Fame too. That person is Barry Bonds.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, I think he was one of the greatest players that, at least of our time. And I think that it'd be hard to find somebody much better than him. You know, even before he hit the juice.
I gotta hold you there, Lamont. I gotta take a breath. I gotta take a break, and you gotta take a breath. So.
I'll grab a breath.
You have a good day.
Okay, you stay out of trouble, brother.
All right.
And I hope everybody out there. How's the weather out there?
Hot and humid.
Well, we had 95 degrees here yesterday, so it was nice and cloudy and windy.
We're getting close to that.
We expected 108 today, so that was a brief respite.
Stay cool.
I'll try to. And God bless everybody out there in New Bedford.
All right.
Take a light and do it right. May the good Lord keep you guys safe tonight. Take a light.
All right. That is Lamone in Las Vegas. All right. I got to take a break. We will be right back. One of my favorite songs. Anyway, we'll pick up the conversation again coming up after the news. 508-996-0500. You can send app chat messages as well. But right now it is time to go into the newsroom and get all of the latest headlines of the day from Phil Devitt.
Biden announces a path to citizenship for 500,000 undocumented people. New York's top court rejects Trump's appeal bid and a sleep habit change to boost mental health.
From the WBSM newsroom, this is WBSM News.
President Biden is announcing a new plan providing a pathway to citizenship to about 500,000 undocumented spouses married to U.S. citizens. Biden said he wants those immigrants to put their skills to work in America.
Ask elected officials. They know it's good for American business. They know it's good for the American economy. They know it's good for America, period.
The program applies to immigrants who've been living in the country for at least a decade. The Biden administration says the majority of those affected would be Mexicans. The Trump campaign calls the move mass amnesty and a power grab for votes. Immigrant officials say they expect legal challenges to the action. Congress is moving forward on another sale of weapons to Israel. Two top Democrats had been holding up the sale due to concerns over how Israel was using the weapons, citing indiscriminate bombing and the 37,000 deaths in Palestine. On Tuesday, both Democrats approved the $18 billion weapons package, which includes 50 F-15 fighter jets and air-to-air missiles. New York's top court is rejecting a bid to hear Donald Trump's appeal of the gag order in his hush money case. Jacqueline Carl reports.
The New York Court of Appeals declined to hear the bid upon the ground that no substantial constitutional question is directly involved. This means the gag order imposed on Trump not to talk or post about jurors, witnesses, and others involved in the Manhattan Supreme Court case will remain in effect. Trump campaign spokesman Stephen Chung responded by saying the order wrongfully silences the former president at the height of his campaign, and they'll continue to fight against the order. Trump was found guilty last month on 34 felony counts of falsifying business records. Jacqueline Carl, NBC News Radio, New York.
The red-hot housing market may finally be showing signs of a cool down. Rory O'Neill reports.
Home prices are rising at the slowest rate in nearly a year and a half. Redfin reports home prices climbed 0.3 point month over month in May. That's the smallest increase since January of last year. Prices are up 7.2% year over year, but now show signs of plateauing. Higher mortgage rates and an increase in new home listings are slowing the price gains. I'm Rory O'Neill.
Today is Juneteenth. Today's observance, the third time millions of Americans are getting a paid day off as the nation commemorates the end of slavery in the United States. It was after the Civil War on June 19, 1865, when Major General Golden Granger and his 2,000 Union troops arrived in Galveston Bay, Texas, and proclaimed that more than 250,000 enslaved black people in Texas were free. And there's bad news for night owls out there. A new study out of Stanford University shows that going to bed late is bad for your mental health. Researchers found that going to bed by 1 a.m. can reduce the risk of developing depression and anxiety, regardless of your chronotype. That's your preferred sleeping time, whether it's rising with the sun or going to bed late. They don't know why, but they found that people who get up early and make the most of daylight hours have the best mental health. Researchers say regardless of when you go to bed, 7 to 9 hours of sleep is optimum.
WBSM Sports.
Red Sox beat the Blue Jays in Toronto 4-3. One more game in the series tonight. First pitch just after 7. And the Boston Celtics will celebrate their historic 18th NBA championship with a parade Friday morning. Celtics players will board Boston's famous duck boats for the rolling rally, kicking off at 11.
Now, your ABC 6 South Coast forecast, brought to you by C Street.
Look for tons of sunshine today. We'll still continue the heat and humidity. Look for a high today in the South Coast of about 85. For tonight, partly cloudy, your low near 65. And for Thursday, the first day of summer, it's going to be warm and humid with a high near 87. Be sure to watch ABC 6 for my full 7-day forecast. From the ABC 6 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Kelly Bates on New Bedford's News Talk Station, 1420 WBSM.
This WBSM news update is brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits. Look for the purple dot to try before you buy, only at Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven. I'm Phil Devitt for WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's news talk station, WBSM, and get all of our content and breaking news alerts with the WBSM app.
In 1965, Vietnam seemed like just another foreign war, but it wasn't. It was different in many ways, and so were those who did the fighting. In World War II, the average age of the combat soldier was 26. In Vietnam, he was 19. In Vietnam, he was 19. In Vietnam, he was 19. In Vietnam, he was 19.
The heaviest fighting of the past 2 weeks continued today.
One of the most memorable performances in the history of that show, Putting on the Hits, was the lip-sync version of Paul Hardcastle's 19, which, if you're not familiar with it, it's kind of a techno song from the 80s that takes narration and clips of reports of the, you know, what the Vietnam soldiers were like, that they were, the average age was 19. And it takes that and some singing and combines it all together. And the person who performed it was dressed like a Vietnam soldier, but he was, you know, acting like a robot. And like when the music would stutter like that, 19, he would like stutter in his dance. It was really, really good. I'll have to see if that's on YouTube. But it's one of the most memorable performances from that show. As, you know, my mind is now thinking about more performances. And I got another song I'll play coming back from the next break that is a song from the 80s you probably forgot about, but had some memorable performances on that show. So 508-996-0500. You can also send in app chat messages on the WBSM app. A reminder that the Celtics Championship Parade will be happening on Friday at 11 a.m. So if you are going there, feel free to send us photos and videos on the WBSM app. Should be a great time. It'll be carried on TV. NBC Sports Boston will have it. I'm sure a lot of the local news stations will cover it as well. Let's go to the phones here. 508-996-0500. You are next on WBSM.
You remember the Hulk stuff in the 80s, running Wild Hulkamania in the 80s, Tim.
Oh, yeah. And the Hulkster now has his own beer line, Real American Beer, and he's out going all over the country promoting it. So maybe we can get him to come to the South Coast and promote his beer. Maybe he can do an event at Stevie's Wine and Spirits.
Oh, yeah, that little boy, the Portuguese Feast.
Maybe. Did you see Hulk when he came to the Dartmouth Mall years ago? Did you go to that?
Oh, no, I missed that.
I got to go. I was covering it for the paper. I got to go and spend the day with him. And he was really cool to hang out with. Here I am hanging out with my childhood hero. And at the end of this, so it was all an event for his daughter. His daughter had released an album, and so she was performing at the mall, and he was just there as like the proud dad, but he was running the whole show. And at the end of it, we all went upstairs to the mall conference room, which is on the second floor, which I didn't even know the mall had a second floor. And wow. I'm behind him and Brian Knobs and Brutus Beefcake as they're trying to go up the staircase, and none of their knees work anymore. So it took them forever to get up the stairs. And then when we got there, Hogan was buying everybody pizza, and he's like, asking if he was like, pizza, pizza. He looks at me, he goes, you want a pizza, brother? Like, Hulk Hogan's going to buy me a pizza? It was crazy.
Yeah. His daughter never did well with the album and stuff like that. And I don't think she ever took off after Father Knows Best. That was a good comedy show about Hulk's life with his ex-wife.
Yeah, he's had some controversies in recent years.
Oh, yeah. So the son, I think son... Something to do with he got caught, you know, drinking and driving or something.
Yeah, he got into a bad car crash, and it's the family's had some challenges for sure.
Oh, yes, absolutely. But did you watch Backlash?
Clash of the Castle.
Castle.
Yeah, I did. I wasn't too impressed with it, but it was okay. What'd you think of the Wyatt Six on Monday night?
Oh yeah, that was great.
Yeah, it looks like they're gonna do some cinematic stuff with that, it looks like.
Yeah, right. I like how CM Punk came in, and the camera angle was perfect because you saw a referee jump in there.
Mm-hmm.
But so he put his head up, you know it was him in the ring. I'm like, you gotta be kidding me. That was a great one.
Yeah, ever since they got rid of Kevin Dunn, the production values have gone up so much on those shows.
Oh, yeah. You can tell the writing's different. Whoops controlling that, Tim. He's doing a great job with the storyline. They're keeping the storyline a little longer. Seth Rollins is back. He's going to challenge for the title. So, yeah, there's a good storylines coming up. I mean, I was kind of in the blue for a while, like 5 or 6 years ago. I think I wasn't watching that much, but now I got a little bit more back of my interest. Like the 90s, the Attitude Era.
Yeah, it's definitely on the upswing, and people who weren't into it for a while are going to get back into it, and it's going to be bigger and better than it ever was.
Yeah, and you're starting to see signs come out too, Tim. The signs were gone for a while, but people are starting to bring in the signs and stuff like that.
Yeah, I was talking with my dad on Father's Day. I went over to visit my parents, and I was talking with my dad about the fact that a lot of the band moves have come back too. You know, AJ Styles gave Cody Rhodes a brain buster during Clash of the Castle, and they've done pile drivers again, and they've done Canadian destroyers. These moves that for years they were told they couldn't do, they're now doing because they trust each other to do it safely.
Oh yeah, it definitely the wrestling's come a long way too. Like, I mean, the turn with AJ Styles, him retiring. I knew he was going to retire. I'm like,
yeah, they use the Mark Henry, you know, approach.
Yeah, a little switcheroo, but. I'm just waiting for the next SummerSlam.
Next is Money in the Bank.
Money in the Bank, yeah. That should be pretty good.
Yeah, should be a lot of fun. All right, I got to hold you there, Paul. I got to take a break, but thank you for the call. You have a good day.
Enjoy your sandwich.
And will do. And yeah, definitely if you are somebody who was a WWE fan and went away for a while, now's a good time to get back into it because things are getting a lot better. I do have to take a break. Before I do that, though, another thing that you might not have been to for a while, but has certainly been getting better, is Eataville, because now they have stuff happening all year round again. You can experience all the magic of Eataville with a 2024 season pass. The fun never stops at Eataville, from their summer Christmas carnival nights, their day out with Thomas, the Cranberry Festival, North Pole Limited, and Santa's VIP Express. Plus, they have great pop-up events that happen all the time. And if you don't follow them on social media, you really should. Because that's where you find out about all these different things that they have going on. You can follow them on Facebook and Instagram. And, of course, you can go there and shop their unique local vendors. You can savor the delicious food, the best fried dough you'll get anywhere. And you can ride around the park on their famous steam train. And when the sun goes down, all those hundreds of thousands of lights go on. So you can get your season pass or single event tickets now at Eataville.com. And make sure that you visit Eataville a couple times each year. Eataville is located in Carver. It is a heritage amusement park, a place that people travel from all over to, and we're lucky enough to have it right in our backyard. So experience all the magic of Edaville. Right now, though, I've got to go take this break. We'll be back in just a few. 508-996-0500. Walk the Dinosaur by Was Not Was. All right, let's go back to the phones. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Good morning, Tim.
How you doing?
One of your favorite songs you just said, I Can Dream About You by Dan Hartman.
Mm-hmm.
And his other hit was Instant Replay. And he also died of the AIDS virus.
Oh, well, I mean, Dan Hartman was, that song was huge when that came out, I Can Dream About You.
Yeah, yeah. Man, I don't think he had any of it, just that one in Instant Replay.
I mean, I'll play I Can Dream About You, you know, driving around in my car at least once a week.
Yeah. And right. You did an excellent impression of Hulk Hogan, you know.
Well, thank you, brother.
Excellent. That calls for my impression of Randy Macho Man Savage.
Let's hear it.
Macho Madness. Oh, yeah. Have a good one.
Ooh, the cream rises to the top. Yeah. You have a good day, too. That's the thing. Like, to do a Macho Man, like, you can't just do the, you know, you got to kind of do the quiet part, too. And I'll tell you really quickly, my Macho Man story. Years before I was covering wrestling, when I was just a little kid, my dad took me to the old Boston Garden. And he would always take me, he's like, there's an area where they have to walk through, where you can see them walk through. And he would always take me there, and like he introduced me. We got to meet Chief J. Strongbow, who was working as an agent for the WWF at the time. But he brought me to this area, and we got to see, at the time he was Macho King Randy Savage, because he had won King of the Ring. And he had Sensational Sherry as his manager. And so as he's walking back, it's Macho and Sherry walking to the back, and we're in the hallway, and we see them kind of walking by. You know, there's a whole crowd of people watching. And I yelled out, Sherry, you're a... And then I said a word that a person shouldn't call a woman, and not the worst one, but, you know, it's definitely something like a 10-year-old kid should have been saying. And Macho Man turns around and looks at me and goes, "Oh, that's no way to talk to a lady." And I was like, oh, I just made Macho Man mad. But anyway, so... yes, we'll always welcome wrestling calls here. I know people are like, this guy's going to talk about wrestling, but I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for wrestling. That's how I started here, so I will never forget where I came from. All right, well, I do have to take one more break before the end of the program. Before I do that, though, a lot of you probably have today off, right? It's a national holiday, a federal holiday, a state holiday, too. You probably have the day off. Kids are off from school, whatever it may be. And you're looking for a place to go and have something delicious this morning. Well, why not stop by Sunrise Bakery and Coffee Shop? Because they have their famous pastries, muffins, and donuts all fresh baked. You can stop in and have one of those along with your coffee, your cappuccino, whatever it is that you need to get your day started. But also think about going there for lunch later on, because they have sandwiches that'll make anybody happy, including their scrumptious casserole sandwiches, tuna sandwiches, linguica and cheese rolls, all kinds of different sandwiches on their fresh-baked Portuguese bread and pops. And if you haven't tried it yet, you've got to try their rice pudding. It is truly magical. So check out Sunrise Bakery and Coffee Shop at 506 Bolton Street in New Bedford. It's a sensational continental feel. That's Sunrise Bakery and Coffee Shop. That is All Sinners, which is a local band. They're from the South Coast, and they play all over the area here. But that's the band that Roger, the owner of Purchase Street Records, he's the drummer in that band. They are fantastic. I saw them at the RPRC Fest, and they were just outstanding. But you got to get that EP. You got to listen to somewhere you can stream it online, the Bandcamp site, and any of the music services has it. But they are fantastic. When you hear them, they're just as good as any 80s metal band that you've heard. They are fantastic. You got to check them out. I've said fantastic three times there, but that's how good they are. All Sinners. And we'll play more of them on the show. Roger sent me over the music so that we can play them on the show so they can be your morning metal here on the Tim Weisberg Show. But I'm out of time for today. Stay tuned for Chris McCarthy. He's got Chris Martin.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.